With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh my god. Did you hear that? I just cracked my back so nice.
Oh shit. A little chiropractor action?
Hell yeah.
Hey, you gotta save it for the cute receptionist, Chris. Come on.
Hell
that's your
yeah.
job. You're like, hey, can you get this real quick?
She just signs me, man. I don't think she's not licensed to do that, but yeah, I'd let her do it at any time.
She doesn't know how to crack backs.
Just gun them when you're done with
them. Bro, there's going to be so many back-breaking jokes. There's so much potential, Chris.
I mean, right?
Don't want to open them with them. You got to open with the spooky cock line.
Spooky cock, yeah. That's you're in.
Hey, baby, I got some blow.
She's like, I'm at work right now.
The fucking chiropractor comes out from the fucking office. He's like, did that someone say blow? Oh, hey, Chris, I'll snap you up real quick. Oh, fuck.
Did someone say blow?
Did someone say blow?
This episode brought to you by Blow.
Wizards enter our realm to try and locate the so-called Manoel of Earth. Untapped potential for ultimate magic power. But until they find it, they gotta survive the mean streets of Milwaukee or whatever. They have answered a summon from the all-knowing List of Craig to share room and board with the spineless office worker, Daniel. He, whose woman abandoned him after an episode of Cuckoldry. He, whose manager lies and cheats him out of well-earned bonuses. He, whose potential has been so wasted, whose effort so futile that all he can even recognize himself as is a shivering, simping husk of a man. His financial desperation leads him to asking, humbly, the List of Craig to deliver unto him two roommates to share the burden placed upon him by an uncaring, spiteful landlord. These tales shall be transcribed precisely as they occur. The record be pure, and the adventures be many. Will the wizards manage to save Daniel from himself and his horrible situation? Or shall they drive him to the abyss of madness and toss him in? Find out on tonight's tale of Wizards in My City? More likely than you'd think.
It is a midsummer's evening. No, it is a midsummer afternoon here in the town of Milwaukee or somewhere, where we re-enter the abode of one Danielle and his two wizard companions, Azataz and Bernius. The three are just cold chilling in the living room, and the two wizards seem to be stripping, almost.
Ah, fuck it.
Oh my god, it is hot in here.
It's sweltering in here. I'm gonna have to... Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to slip out of this robe and get into something a little more comfortable.
I don't want to see that, like...
Azataz, can you get the zipper on the back of my robe?
Oh, of course, here, let me get that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Oh, it's much breezier now.
Oh, wow, you're...
Guys.
Bernius, I must say, your balls are quite low this morning.
Ah, you know.
Oh my god. Guys, could you move? I'm trying to watch the TV.
Azataz, you're looking pretty good right
yes,
now.
I've been hitting that wizard gym I was telling you about, and, well, I've been...
Yeah.
He literally oiled himself right before he walked out here, like... You saw that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the oil spell.
The oil spell, you say?
Oh, come on, I just cleaned up, guys. Come on. Way to bring back some bad memories.
Come on, Daniel. With looks like these, with guns like those, cleanliness is not a factor, especially with the women. The dirtier, the better, just like they always say.
What are you... What?
Hold on. I've got an owl coming in from the window with a note.
Is that Hedwig?
Hold on. Let me unfurl this wizard scroll real quick. Oh, it is a letter, a love letter from my secret gym bird admirer.
You guys don't go to the gym. You guys just hang out here all day smoking weed and eating all of my food.
We go to the wizard gym.
We're eating all of your food because you gotta eat big to get big.
Exactly. Lots of caloric intake is necessary for guns like these.
Okay, now you're just showing off. That's ridiculous.
And these...
Holy shit, what?
Ooh, flex on him, Azataz.
We cannot forget our breathing exercise.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get those lung days in.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, you guys do plenty of breathing exercises in the apartment. Daniel points at one of the trash bags tied up over the smoke detector.
Oh, shit. Whoa!
The window.
Oh, shit. Did you see that flaming arrow fly
in? Oh, my God.
Through the window, hit the wall.
Oh,
fuck.
Why is it on fire? There's a note attached to it, but the note's on fire, too. Let me just put that out real quick. It seems I have a date tonight.
Oh, Bernice, yes.
Someone has been admiring my gains. Yes, let me... And they have asked me if I want to go to dinner with them.
Wow, Bernice, must...
Well, I mean, come on, there's more to it than just, you know, having big muscles, you know, like...
Hold on, I'm getting a text! I'm getting a text from JimBird6969XXX wrote me and said, "Dear Azataz, your pectorals look great. And I want to stick my tongue between your..." Oh, that is not safe for work.
Oh, my.
Whoa. You got a text message from JimBird6969XXX?
That's correct.
I follow her on Instagram. She's really good.
So, Daniel, what do you say we take you into the wizard gym and we get you going?
Well, I don't see why not.
Do you think you can handle it?
I could handle it.
Yeah, I don't think you can handle... You won't.
You fucking won't.
I'll do it.
You won't.
Nah, he won't.
Nah, no way he will.
Nah, come on, take me with you guys. I'll do it.
Oh, shit. All right, let me get the pre-workout.
Pre-workout, like a run or something? Maybe a stretch? We don't want to pull a muscle now, do we?
Oh my God, this guy's so lame.
Yeah, Daniel, I'm going to open up the lava lamp, and I'm going to put some powder in it, and you're going to drink it, and we'll be good to go. Are you ready?
Not again. No.
No.
Cut to... They're at the gym, like the fucking...
We land.
Yeah.
On the mop.
We're at the gym. Fucking sound effects are going, like people lifting things. There's probably a guy in the... The guy in the back is like...
Daniel, what the fuck are you wearing? I can see all of your white thighs.
No, it's a workout gear. You don't want to get your pants all sweaty.
Daniel, are these for public? Are these for tidy whities? These shorts are not up to code. I can see your tan line from here. Now, come on, Daniel, with a skinny, pasty little bod like that.
It's workout shorts, guys. It's for the bicycle machine.
So he's wearing the fucking spandex and no pants.
Yeah.
His fucking bulge is literally concave.
Come on, it's for the bicycle machine. You know, you gotta dress like a cyclist. And we're doing the bicycle machine, right, guys?
More like
the
opposite.
Oh no, look at this noob.
Yeah, Daniel, I'm gonna take you. Let us go to the locker room and put our stuff away. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Isn't that right, Bernius?
Yes. So that's where all of the good gym exercises.
Yes, happen. Let us get
the
in
locker
there.
Room.
Oh, you guys go on without me. I got my hand sanitizer already on me.
All right, Azataz, let's go to the locker room and take care of our duties.
How about you warm up on the little elliptical machine, and we'll come find you in a few minutes.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of girls over there. You think I'll be all right?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I mean, they're not gonna hurt you, Daniel. They're just women. You can just talk to them if you want.
I don't know about that.
Your towels, sir. Pre-warmed for your convenience.
What kind of gym is this, bro?
Oh, I thank you, towel butler.
the best, most iconic character of the show. Thank you.
Where would we be without you?
Yes, and if it's all right with you, sirs, I'm going to disappear, never to be seen again. Welcome to the bathroom.
Classic towel butler. Anyway, Bernius, there is no one in here. What do you say, you and I? Open up my gym bag.
I think it's time we whip out the good, the stuff.
All right, we're in. Open it up and
powers.
Here we are. The glowing pink spell of muscularity. I pull up. I got my magic wand. I'm gonna dip it into the potion.
We gotta flick it a couple times.
Flick it. Make sure there's no air bubbles in there now. And.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's the fucking stuff.
I feel the power. We're gonna have to come back in here in 14 minutes and 58 seconds for our next dose, or else this shit's gonna wear off.
Otherwise, our muscles will disappear. And we won't be able to lift any weight.
Correct, Amundo, my friend. Now let's go find Daniel and see how he's holding up.
You girls are really good at, like, running. You have a lot of practice?
Yeah.
Running from you, maybe.
Whew. Ooh, okay, I gotta slow down and get off this.
Hey, Daniel, how are you holding up over here?
Well, I got about a minute and 32 seconds of going real hard, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
All right, take it easy, Lance Armstrong. Let's get over to the bench press.
Let's go. Whoosh, we fly on my broom. Wow.
Wait.
Through the gym.
Are you at the gym?
Through the gym.
Hi there, guys. Cyber Jeff Bezos here. And let me tell you, when my workers gotta go to the bathroom, they're gone. They're out of their shift for like 2-3 minutes, you know? So my top scientist invented a new product for your employees called the Bladder Recycler. No,
wait till you hear about the poop one.
Hey there, I'm Jim.
And I'm Matt.
I'm Dusty.
From Dad's Doing Nerd Shit.
A podcast on the Fandom Limb Media Network.
We talk about all kinds of nerdy stuff.
From Dungeons & Dragons to the MCU.
From video games to semi-current space news.
And anything else that catches our attention.
New episodes go live every Monday morning on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter.
So roll the dice and join us as we discuss the things we love and the culture around being a nerd.
Are you tired of trying to find good old-fashioned regular wizard weed? Well, I've got the product for you. Try the brand new Syntho-Weed. It's just like Spice and K2, but there have not been any studies that definitively show that it shuts down all of your internal organs. Try the new menthol macaroni mayonnaise flavor out next week.
Oh my god, I'm turning into a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Here we are, the bench press. This is where boys become men and wizards become better wizards.
Rule number one of lifting at the wizard gym, you put all the weight on. And if you can lift it, you are a wizard.
If the bar ain't bending, you're just pretending.
That's what they say, Bernius. Now, let's get on there.
I don't know, guys. Like, how much does the bar weigh? Like,
let me load up. Jeez. Let me load up some weight. Rah! Let me load up another 45 on there on both sides. How much weight is on here so far, Bernius? I'm counting according to my wizard math.
It's at least 690.
690 pounds, that sounds about right. Okay. All right, I'll start.
All right.
Let me get on here, Bernius. Your balls are sticking out through your shorts again.
Oh, sorry. It's low today. It's a
Tuck
low
those
day.
In.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's lift some weights.
Yes.
Shall we?
All right. All right, I'll spot you. You got it.
Yes. Nice. Oh, wow. Oh, I don't think it's supposed to bend that way. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Okay, it is your turn, Bernie.
Oh, that was a great rep.
Oh,
that was a great single rep off 690 pounds.
Bulging tonight.
Ooh, man. You are an inspiration, Azatas. Have I ever told you that?
Well, Bernius, you are an inspiration in many ways as well. Now get on that.
All right, just because we're at the gym doesn't mean we have to get weird about it. All right, my turn. Let me hit this shit.
All right, when you're ready, let me lift you off.
Wait, I gotta fart first. Okay, all right, I'm ready.
All right, count me off.
Anyway, one, two, three.
Oh. Wow, Bernius, you're on fire today. Look at you go, rep after rep. Wow, look at him go, everybody. Clear some room, clear some room. He's going for a personal best.
And 500. Okay, Daniel, it's your turn.
I don't know, guys. I think the bar is pretty heavy on its own.
Come on, Daniel. If a couple old fucks can do it, so can you.
I think I'd die if I did that.
Should we give him a little natural enhancement as a test?
Yes.
We could help him out.
Daniel, how about you come with us into my office and we can give you some of my personally grown muscular enhancing spell.
We have a spell that will just—it's kind of like a shortcut. It's kind of like a cheat code.
Yeah, it's like taking the easy way out. That's what wizards do. Come on.
Oh. I don't know if I should do that, like...
Either you rep this weight right now, Daniel, or you come with us.
Well, that would absolutely kill me in my current state, so I think I'm gonna go with you guys.
All right, let's go!
That's the spirit.
All right, we are back in the locker room in the corner. No, there's no one. Whispering.
Wait, guys, is this even legal? Like, what are we doing?
No, that's fine, Bunny.
We don't even care about human laws anyway.
But I'm a human.
Don't worry about it. Here, let me get my... I'm gonna dip my magic wand in the fluid. And I'm gonna flick it a couple times. And Daniel, I want you to look over there by the sink.
What's by the sink? Is it...
Are you looking?
Isn't there supposed to be
a guy with
like
towels? I want you to focus really hard on that. Oh, jam it right in there.
Oh, shit.
Yep. And...
And there you go.
Oh, I think it's working.
Now, what do you say we lift 6,900 pounds real quick?
Holy shit.
Daniel, you look a lot less like a bitch than normal.
Yeah, Daniel, wow.
I feel,
Do you grow taller as well?
Holy shit, I grew taller, dude. And I sound kind of different, brother.
Yeah, your voice sounds kind of hot.
Yeah, Daniel, wow.
Holy shit, brothers. I'm feeling pretty goddamn good right now, brothers. How about we go out there and I hit that 6,900 pound weight or whatever that was.
That's more like it.
Now you're speaking my language, Daniel.
Ooh,
let
us
go.
I got this power strut going on now. Look at that. One arm in front of the other. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Watch out.
I'm liking his new demeanor, Bernius.
Why didn't we do this earlier?
I know. Last time we gave him some magical substances, nothing went wrong. So why not now?
Who cares?
Oh, wow.
Who cares? Ooh, yeah.
I've never seen him before. Yeah. Who's that
Ooh,
guy?
Yeah.
He's lifting
Ooh,
all that
yeah.
weight.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
I'm wet.
It's me, the lifter of weight. Come on, sit on either side of it. Let's add some more.
Oh, hello there.
Don't mind if I do.
Let me sit with my big old badonk on this fucking thing here.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
This metal bar. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Daniel, you think you can warm my buttocks up a little bit with your gripping hand?
Your muscular hands?
No way. Ha. I gotta hydrate. Ha. After this one. Ha.
Wow, they grow up so fast.
I taught him everything I know.
All right, Daniel, for every rep you do, you must get a rep of water as well.
Ooh, yeah, brothers.
Yes.
You know whenever you get to stay hydrated.
There you go. Go get him, Tiger.
Here I am, racking the weight. Excuse me, brother, but it seems that you've been hogging the water fountain for quite some time, brother.
Oh, sorry about that. I just gotta finish filling up my hydro flask. I can just scoot over to this one right here, though, if you want.
Psh! You see how wide I am, brother? How massive my muscles are? You know I take up both spaces on that there water fountain, so I'm gonna need you to go ahead and scoot your scrawny butt over way to the right there. or the left. I'm not too picky.
Whoa, who made you king of the gym?
Oh, it looks like I crowned myself with my massive biceps.
Oh, well, I mean, you're definitely pretty yoked, dude, but I mean...
Super yoked. Yoked like the color of a crown, one might say. Egg yolk. Now get out of the way.
Look, I'm almost done, man. You're kind of weirding me out. Can we just get on with this?
Look here, brother. How about you and I settle this dispute the old-fashioned gym way? You lift, then I lift, and we see which one of us lift bigger, and then that one gets to hit the water fountain first. Instead of this handsy-pansy, ooh, I ran to the water fountain first. I bet you do cardio all day, brother.
I would never turn down an old-fashioned lift-off, so you've got yourself a challenge there. What's your name?
They call me Daniel, the giant guy at the gym. Or Daniel McMuscle Man.
Oh, that's cool. You can call me Chad.
Oh, shit, big reveal.
Okay, Chad. Chad over here, wearing his hoodie.
Oh, shit, he just took his hoodie off. He's secretly muscular the whole time. Ah! Oh, shit, we got ourselves a good old-fashioned liftoff, ladies and folks. Ding, 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 ding. Lift off, lift off, lift off.
Lift off.
They're around. God, the Tats and Bernius are just fucking hyping the whole fucking place up.
Like, the entire gym is just watching.
Oh, yeah, Chad. Are you ready to wipe down the benches after I'm done getting them all sweaty with that sweet, sweet water that I'm about to drink?
Listen, man, let's just get this over with. I'm gonna start. You can go second. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. How about you get it all warmed up for me so I can finish the job?
All right, can you throw in a couple more plates for me real quick there, Daniel?
You think you could handle 4 plates total? Okay.
All right, that's lightweight, baby. Ready? Watch Chad do what he does best.
I cannot believe what I'm seeing here, folks. It's a good old-fashioned liftoff, and it's Daniel versus Chad on the fucking bench. Holy shit! Chad's been benching for 14 and a half minutes straight! He shows no signs of slowing down!
God, he's hot.
Okay, hot shot. Let me show you how it's really done. I'm gonna do 15 straight minutes of full weight.
Oh, shit. Hey, Bernius, my watch is blinking. That usually means it's time to re-up on our little spell in the bathroom.
Yeah, well...
Bernius and Azataz, I need you two to spot me because you're the only ones strong enough to do it at this here weakling emporium. So go ahead and stay right there and help me out.
All right.
Go ahead and add 3 more plates on either side. All right, let's get some gym maidens up on either side of this weight, because I could use the company.
I believe in him. He can do this, right? It's not that much weight.
Yeah, Daniel's got this.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
All right, Daniel, we believe in you for whatever it's worth.
Hell yeah. I don't need people to believe in me. I just need my big-ass muscles to win.
All right, lift off. You got it. He's got like 6 different wenches on each side of that bar, and they're all fucking hot. I mean, the booties, oh my.
I mean, but the bazonkazonks, though. The booty's fine and all, but like, oh, when you get a nice pair of tits in your face.
I'm shrieking.
Nothing makes me cry like a boo hootie. You know what I mean, Azataz? You know what I mean?
I'm shrieking like SpongeBob.
Nah, come on. Everyone knows the tits are better.
My arms are deflating.
You squeeze them, they produce milk for your offspring. It's the whole package.
I mean, they get saggy.
Guys.
I mean, you've seen those witches in the fucking sororities. They all got saggy tits. Like the ass has stamina. It endures.
Oh, come on, with the ass, that's where the shit comes out from. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna shit myself again. Oh, God.
I'm into that. Don't kink shame me.
Oh, God. Pooping everywhere, God. I'm gonna die.
He's dead!
Oh.
Bernius, he has died! He's crushed beneath all the weight. Everyone watched him die.
These girls, they're still sitting on the weight. Get off!
They're still sitting there. They don't.
That's my roommate.
Get off of him. We need him to pay rent.
General Hospital. This is Medic 5 currently inbound to your facility. ETA of about 10 minutes.
And, it's me, Dr. Man. And unfortunately, it seems that your friend has died from, shitting himself inside out and also cutting off his own head with a barbell.
Ah, rookie mistake. Rookie mistake in the gym.
Sorry for your loss.
Just like the old gypsy woman said.
I'm kind of surprised that you guys felt it necessary to bring him here in an ambulance, considering his head was not physically attached to his body.
Well, I mean, I figured modern medicine is the real magic, so I thought you guys could take it from here.
Yeah, do your thing!
Ah, okay, let me do my thing. All right, here's a bill for $4,000 because he did not have insurance.
What?
Finn.